opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Turn it up for yourself, Nigel.
Yep.
Turn it up.
Welcome. Good evening, Northern California.
Good evening.
It's, what is it?
It's Monday the 26th.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day.
Do you say Happy Memorial Day?
I do. Okay. I say Happy Memorial Day, and thank you for all those who have given me a place to live that's incredible.
Yeah.
And their sacrifice and their family sacrifice. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? You're listening to KCR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is
Shasta Live
with the Shasta County Chamber. And we can also be heard live streaming on KCNR1460.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm James.
Nigel. And we have
there's Jason.
Oh, hold on. Jason's lurking.
Hello.
Let's do
Jason.
This correctly.
Hello.
We don't want to deviate, but
don't
this
mess up the rotation.
Is the last Monday of the month, and as we have announced in the past, the last Monday of the month is shared with the chamber with each Shasta, and so we also have our little
now
Spency.
We have Spencer.
Spency.
The fabulous Larry.
And the fabulous Larry. And normally we bring in a couple restaurants. We do have a killer one with us tonight. Unfortunately, we got word that our second restaurant had a medical emergency and is not going to be with us tonight.
Well,
so thoughts and prayers. Yes. The person that owns it. Yes. Not the actual building itself.
But truck?
Thoughts, our trucks, thoughts, prayers, whatever the scenario is, we hope that there is speedy recovery and everything is okay for you and your family on this special day.
Amen.
Yep.
So, gents, you want to take it away, eat Shasta, and introduce your guest to us.
Yeah.
Even though I think by now almost all of Reading.
Everybody knows Josh.
Yeah. Josh, go ahead.
Man. That's right.
Yeah. Dr. Fang.
Yay.
Golden Fang.
Fang.
Bang bang fang! But this
bang,
is the
bang
thing
that, golden fang.
Yeah, this is the thing that happened last episode. Jason went on this bang bang fang thing, and then it's just—it's like a disease.
That's right. Once you eat the food, it gets stuck with you for life.
It's catching on all over town.
So you are the purveyor owner of the Golden Fang.
That's right,
and it is nestled in a really cool place that I was so glad that it had been brought back, and that's at Benton Field.
Yeah, we're bringing that airport back to life.
Yep.
It was shut down during COVID.
The old cafe. And
we came in there to create a destination for the city.
And it seems like you did a little work on the deck.
Yeah.
It's
all getting redone right now, actually.
Oh, is it?
New tables.
Because, I mean, when I was there for flight school, I questioned its ability to hold me.
Oh, yeah. It'll hold you.
I know now it will because, I mean, we were up there for our roundup for the chamber, and you served us all up, like, it seemed like
we were fine.
Yeah, and there was a ton of people out
there.
Yeah,
it was pretty packed that day.
Yeah, it did not collapse.
Yeah, I kept thinking, should I keep my phone running in case it ends up being like one of those fraternity videos where we're all like, yeah, and the whole thing collapses.
I would have saved you, bro.
And you have a food truck, too.
Yep, we run the Golden Fang Cross Elwood Ranch food truck.
Nice.
Which is based with the oldest local Shasta County cattle company since 1875.
So yeah, in case people didn't hear that, that was Elwood Ranch.
Elwood Ranch.
And their beef. And so you have done a really great collab and partnership with Elwood Beef for your meat service.
Yep.
And you have a super bad trailer that you haul around for events and serve LDB.
It's a pretty recognizable.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trailer, food truck, and you can.
Did you know that Paul
spot it?
Did you know that Paul did the logo?
The
Elwood Beef logo
really?
On the truck. Yeah.
Elwood Ranch Beef.
Yeah. I didn't know that until just yesterday.
How did you hook up with Elwood?
Elwood, I met probably about a year or two ago at this point. And we really hit it off. Kenny and his family are great people. And their vision that they're bringing to the city as one of the older pioneer families definitely lines up with my history here because we're the second pioneer family around this city.
Huh.
So we hit it off pretty hard.
Deep roots.
Yep.
Rooted.
Deep.
Rooted.
So that's actually a good story in and of itself. So you're obviously from here.
Yep.
At the dome.
My great-grandfather cut the immigrant trail that led to the discovery of Shasta County.
Wow.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
And the Noble Trail is named after my great-grandfather.
Huh.
He came with Peter Lassen.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that we want. Yeah. So tell us the family story.
My great-grandfather came with Peter Lassen looking for a lake of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And
Peter Lassen?
Yeah.
Wow.
They stopped up in where Lassen is now. And
said, I deem you after me.
My great-grandfather kept pushing forward and cut the immigrant trail and led to discovery of Shasta County.
And what were they looking for?
Lake of gold.
They thought that was a thing, or they wanted to find a lake filled with gold.
No, they were actually
I mean, like, is that a thing?
They were commissioned to come up this way.
Okay.
So they even named Honey Lake after my grandfather and Peter Lassen, because they were sitting there eating the wheat, and they thought it tasted like honey.
Mm.
And they came in, and they were like, no, that's actually infested with aphids.
Oh,
nice. So the sweetness is bugs. Oh, it ain't actually sweet, so it's kind of a pun on what was really going on.
Well, that look was about at that. That's cool. Years early.
Look at that. Even way back then, they were woke and eating bugs.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you come up with the Golden Fang as a name?
The Golden Fang is named because the airport was actually originally a gold mine. It was started off as the Blue Gravel Mine. Way back in the 1800s,
Benton?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So that is the Blue Gravel Mine. The back part of the property was where they started mining gold right there.
Okay.
And it happens to sit on Gold Street. And I was looking up World War II bombers, and I seen one called the Golden Fang.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of all tied it right in together for me, and it just hit me like a sack of bricks.
Like a ton of airplane bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very clever name, too.
Yeah.
And then, well, you know what? Now that you just said that, because sometimes my brain has to catch up. So I get the gold right, gold street, whatever, and then you were talking about the bomber. Obviously, now, duh, hello, planes.
Yeah.
You're at an airport.
Yeah.
So now that makes sense.
Yeah. So I try to tie in all the history of this town when
you need to create something on your little wall. It's something when you go in that says why you have the name. Because people... I think that's probably one of the number one things they think of is, like, okay, Golden Fang. It's cool. But
Most people think of a Chinese restaurant when they come in.
Yeah. Burgers and tacos.
I was thinking a Chinese dragon with a big, gigantic Golden Fang.
We're the wild side of food.
Or a snake, some type of a viper with a Golden Fang.
So how did you get into food?
Cooking. I grew up self-sustaining. So I grew up on 80 acres. We grew pretty much all our own food out there, and hunting, fishing, farming food. Took that into my later years in life and really stepped it up. Grew a lot of exotic food out in this town and taught myself. I never went to school for it. Taught myself that were flavors from the ancient times to now, and I try to create dishes that no one else has ever seen in the world, because I think food should be a symphony when you eat it. And every bite needs to take you to, like, a different place.
To La La Land.
I like that.
La La. Magical.
Magical, yeah.
So I will...
Yeah, you could do, like, a really cool mushroom burger or ketamine burger.
Shit, it is morel season right now. I could whip you up the craziest mushroom burger you ever had. But if you want to see things, we can do that, too.
Take me to a different planet.
Yeah.
Definitely be the Golden Fang then.
Yeah. You grow some Golden Fangs at that point.
Can you imagine, though? What a great, you know, then, okay, you see.
That would be the best-selling burger.
You have your burger, and then it kicks in.
Well, you guys can commission me to do whatever you want, really. Just don't tell it.
You eat your burger, and then, 20, 30 minutes later, you strip down and you're running crazy. Oh,
I'm sure you might like that too
on
much.
On the airport, running up and down the runway.
Looking for the gold mine.
Yeah.
I know. We got gold the next Street. Top Gun right here, bro.
Top Gun 3, the Golden Fang.
Okay, well, let's take our first break. Right? You ready to go?
We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but you're going to have to repeat what you just said.
Yeah, just repeat it.
Because I don't think... Well, we got it wrong.
We got it on camera, in commercial.
Right.
Now we need to repeat
that. I don't think a lot of people know about that.
Yeah. So, and I know that you are really, I don't want to say the word obsessed, but you're really into history.
Yep. I'm an antique dealer by heart, by day, by trade.
Yeah. So you were sharing with us, obviously, that, you know, how you named your restaurant, and it had something to do with gold and airplanes because you're on, you know, Benton Field, but that Benton was actually the original airport for our area, and it went all the way back to World War One.
Yep, trained in military pilots.
Okay, yep.
And
Colonel Benton? No.
Yeah. General, I think.
Yeah?
I can't quite picture what his title was off the top of my head on the spot right now, but he was a military training facility.
Huh. Interesting. But you had also mentioned at the break that at some point there was a
blimp that
disaster
up.
There, a blimp. Yep. Yeah. I mean, probably not the size of the Hindenburg, but...
We have pictures. We have pictures inside the restaurant of some of the first planes that actually came on board there, and I even got pictures of the blimp blowing up.
Wow.
That I found one of the... I found some of the last remaining photos of that place.
You know, there's all kinds of stuff like that that is in this area.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Northern California has some of... I am always just blown away by things that happened here that nobody even mentions, talks about. I mean...
Because most people don't know about it.
Battles that happened here, you know. I mean, I was just like, what? Are you kidding me?
Well,
like,
Northern California is San Francisco, so in most people's eyes.
Well, yeah. Back in those days,
that's still central.
It was so empty, right? You just assumed nothing was going on up here, but there was a lot going on here.
Yeah, this town.
I mean, when I look at pictures of like the small town that's now underwater of Kennett, I mean, the smelting facility was massive.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
we got some of the paintings out of the bars of Kennett.
Kennett. Yeah.
We got some paintings out of the original bars there.
I mean, it's amazing.
So, from what I understand, there's multiple little towns
all over
on the bottom of the lake.
When the lake's down, like it was down 235 feet, you go up to like the squall of the pit. You see some of the old towns that are still there. You actually see cars and all sorts of stuff. You have to go through all the mud to get there, but
there's even a recent ship that was found underwater there during the last dry spell.
Really.
Yeah, people were going up to it, kayaking around it. And,
so cool.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
Let's go back to food, because, you know, I'm hungry.
Nice.
I know. Well, you know.
We're going to just kind of bring in samples.
But it is each time.
Yeah. From now on, we're going to bring food.
Next time, y'all got to tell me to bring something. Then you might not be able to talk.
I was supposed to bring chocolate, and I forgot to do that again.
Oh, man. Wow.
So how did you get into the restaurant business?
The restaurant business... It was definitely my passion for food and seeing the lack of it in this town.
going back, how long? Like when?
My first restaurant that I ever owned was the Lost Era, which was downtown inside my antique store.
Yeah.
Did a brand new menu every single day. Got pretty well known for feeding everyone in this city. Got into a lot of major cooking for wineries and famous celebrities that would come up here. They just booked me to do special events for them. I was in USA Today, Magnolia Network, on a bunch of like different platforms that are widely seen.
Is that Magnolia Network? The what are their names in Waco?
Yeah,
the
couple.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of famous celebrity chefs hitting me up talking about how I create a dish a day, and how I actually write the dishes that I was producing, because they never seen any recipes like it on the internet. Which obviously I don't pull my recipes from the internet. I straight write myself.
Yeah. We got to get you to do a monthly recipe and enjoy.
Shoot, I'll do it every day.
Yeah, I mean, because I'll do
a daily recipe.
we do two recipes a month, right?
Yeah, coach.
But it would be cool to have a different source for something cool that you just, you know, magically create that could try something at home. Right?
Well, and Josh says something a little different too, because the menu, most restaurants keep a menu for seasonal, or they don't change things. Hmm. Things kind of become stagnant. They won't pull things that they're not selling. Josh has got it down to where he's changing the menu, like, what is it, every week?
I do every 2 weeks in this restaurant.
Yeah.
And every single week on the food truck.
So let me ask you this question. So, like, I am... I'm very adventurous. I love to try food and stuff, but I also am one of those people that if I come to your restaurant and I really like something, I'll come back.
You
want to
see it again.
I'll come back 1,000 times for it.
I'm going to have to write you a cookbook. You just figure that out.
I was going to say, do you have people that just like go, okay, I just get it. You're going to have it. I'm going to love this, and I'm never going to have it again after 2 weeks.
And that's the sick part about it.
Yeah. Or do you have people that are pissed off and constantly cussing you out? Like, why can't you just make this? It was so good.
A little bit of both, but it don't bother me too much.
Yeah.
Like the peri-peri.
Yeah.
That was a good burger.
That coconut cheese.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, people ask me how I made it. I'm like, well, you're going to have to wait.
You just say, I just made it. I don't remember.
Yeah. I literally was just sitting in my kitchen. I was like, how do I make cheese out of coconuts? And I figured it out in about fucking 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. All right. That's genius.
No, it's good. Josh had
coconut cheese.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't think even Holiday Market has that.
Nowhere in the world has it.
We're going to need to make some coconut chocolate.
So we need to figure out how to mass produce it.
Yeah.
Box it and get it
stable. I can show you how it's made. If you want to mass produce it and throw me some dollars, I'm in.
Because my wife and I just got a family recipe that's... I don't really honestly think it was supposed to leave the valley where they're from, but we got it, and it is a blue cheese or a Roquefort. I'm not really sure what you would call it. I would say it's probably more in the Roquefort family because it has a lot of pepper in it, but it is the sickest Roquefort dressing that is just, I mean, I can drink it, put everything on it, and we have it, and it's a little teeny piece of paper that's all just barely handwritten, but it is for like making, you know, 10, 15 gallons at a time. That's the recipe, right? But I told her, I said, once the chocolate place is up and we're cooking with gas at some point, I'm like, we're going to make this, and hopefully it'll taste like, you know, the family makes it.
Yeah.
And then we've got to figure out. She was like, well, then we have to make it stable and stuff. I said, nope. What we'll do is we just make it. You make it once a week.
Are you going
to
incorporate it into a chocolate?
And you sell it out, right? And then everybody has to wait. Yeah, because I could imagine you could probably do something. Yeah, right.
Oh,
what?
Hell yeah.
Chocolate bonbon with a Roquefort dressing inside.
I could see some blue cheese chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe even a drizzle over the top.
Uh-huh.
That way it's just a little bit of tang in there.
Mm-hmm. We got Larry pumping out smoked chocolate now, so.
Yeah. I don't know if you were busy working, so I didn't come get to share with you, but at the chamber roundup at your restaurant, Larry brought a couple of the bars that he took from us, and he smoked it in a birch, you said? Alder. I say birch. Everything's birch.
Smoked it.
It was good.
And it was really good.
Cool.
Yeah. That's right.
So I asked him, I said, can you make me a flight of chocolates that we could sample for people where they came in, where it was like, you know, four or five, and they were all smoked in different woods so that you could, you know, try to detect alder versus, you know, cherry or apple or, you know.
Definitely.
And see what it's like. It was really good.
Yeah.
It just had that, just enough, the smoke, but it also had like a zing, like there was a spice in it.
It was pretty addicting.
Yeah, Whitley was.
I mean, it was like the first year, I don't know.
I remember.
I only brought y'all half of it.
Yeah.
Well, I still have a bar at this factory, maybe I'll bring it. We'll eat
it
on here.
I set it down on the table when I turned around. Jason had eaten it all.
Yeah.
The buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this one of those things where you wake up in the morning and, bing, you think of a new a new recipe or a new dish, yeah. or do you dream about it?
I might collect visions, think about recipes that haven't been done. I got a flavor palette and profile in my head that extends most people. And I'm just constantly on the verge of thinking of the next craziest thing that I could produce of wild food in this town.
Do you do it while you're singing Italian opera in the shower yeah. or something like that? Or like
I was a musician for a long time, too, so studying, like, Mozart and different people, the way that they created their music, where they would write it forward and then reverse write it back to create a symphony. I kind of use that as my palette profile, where I want you to, like, ascend up. Mm-hmm. And then stop and come back down with the fucking next round of flavors.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's all right.
we got the
we
dump button.
We have a dump button. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we got underneath.
You're dang it. You have protection. There's we are protected.
Yeah. Yeah. Only time we'll ever wear that.
The sphere.
Yeah.
So, what do you like about food trucks?
Oh, I like being able to get out in the streets and see all the people and events. I don't just go sit in, like, random parking lots or anything. I show up where all the people.
He's actually got a destination.
Yeah. I only go where the people are and where
I'm
booked.
You're busy. So how does, I just saw you. It was crazy busy.
Yeah, we're booked about 6-7 days a week for the next 3 months.
I was going to ask, how do you book out the trailer? Like, what is your scheme that you guys have as far as where you're attending? Or are you solely on your own? Time schedule, or are you actually?
I go down to the food truck park,
okay.
3 to 4 days a week. But other than that, it's all just word of mouth. Who wants to book us?
Okay,
and it's just solid.
And you
booked
how much?
You're booked 6-7 days a week, roughly
for the next
3-4 months straight.
So you can. So if you're interested in having the Golden Fang Elwood food truck. Attend an event or
yep.
In August.
Yeah, well, you know, barring whatever time schedule. I mean, you have to get involved, but that's possible then.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah. It absolutely depends on the day and time.
Mm-hmm.
We got weddings booked. We got private events booked. We
now
just
this
cooked for like Shasta County Sheriff and SWAT
very cool.
department. Like we do it for every single person.
So how does
here.
This work for somebody that's as creative as you? So like let's say for instance, right? Oh, I'm gonna have a wedding and I want to get gold, and you show up and you're like, this is what you're going to eat at your wedding.
Oh no, I'll definitely work with you,
okay.
but I'm gonna bend the flavor profile as much as I can. Yeah, and
that's why you hire them though.
Yeah.
No.
So it's not
that's safe. To me. That's really the thing that you have to take in consideration if you're hiring you have to kind of be ready for
yeah
for oh, fun it's
I
not
mean, I
it's
can
not
take
a
it back
static.
And do stuff that your family maybe once created. I have a wedding on Saturday and we've been working on it for the last 3 months, and
so they gave you some things that they wanted, and you're going to say,
yeah.
"This is great," and now I'm going to elevate it.
Exactly.
That'd be fun.
I'm cooking 100 pounds of brisket, 100 pounds of chicken on Saturday.
Is
so.
There a way that I could pretend I work with you so I could just
I'll throw some in a doggy bag
so I can yeah. suck on the brisket. I'm a brisket freak.
Are you? Yeah, this brisket's gonna be fire.
Brisket's good, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Mm. So let's take our bottom of the hour break, because then I want to get into what you said at the beginning of the show that you'd like to get back into
plated
food.
I like real whimsical right now, plated dishes that are totally dropping the mark up here right now. So I've been doing mostly all handheld foods, which
yep.
is for like the variety of people where I'm serving.
Whimsical food. It must be hard for you to catch all the unicorns that are around. So they
hell, I am a unicorn.
let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Bye.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Yes, we do. We
want to.
Welcome
back, Shasta Life. Memorial Day 2025.
Before we kick off and go back to our guests, can somebody fill in our listeners once again on Eat Shasta? Because we just jump right in, and there's always people that are going to be tuning in that have not a clue what that
They're
means.
Saying, what is Eat Shasta?
Yeah, right? I mean, we have a whole hour based on it. What the heck is it?
So we, Larry and I created an app that...
Who?
Larry.
Who?
Ramsey. Nope. Ramsey, the one and only Ramsey. And basically the premise was to track tourists, travelers, and locals alike to family-owned local establishments instead of hitting the big boxes or... people that have big budgets to draw you in. We wanted to focus on the smaller family-owned businesses that maybe don't have the big marketing budget. So we launched Eat Shasta. It's an app. You download it in the Apple or Android store for iPhone and Androids. And when you download it, we have it broken down from, you know, Mount Shasta, Lake Shasta, Shasta Lake, Redding, Anderson, Cottonwood, all the way down to Red Bluff. And within though, there's categories that have bars, pubs, restaurants, kind of entertainment. And the way that it works is through push notifications and geofencing.
The honeys just walked by.
And so when you download it, you have your phone, and everyone lives on their phone now. So we send out push notifications periodically with certain restaurants that have something going on, like Golden Fang's on there, obviously, and the food truck is on there. And so we can, you know, geofence where the food truck is going to be. So when you're driving around town, you might get a pop-up on your phone that says, hey, visit Golden Fang at wherever they're at, the park, who's also on.
That would be dangerous.
Yeah, who also is on the app. And so it's been well-received. We have most of the hotels are promoting it to travelers to download while they're here. And obviously it stays on your phone, so anywhere you travel, we get pop-ups. And we are working on a food truck kind of locator that Larry's...
We're working on it.
Yeah, working on it. That will basically act like a map that food truck operators will be able to upload where they're going to be.
So is that something that's going to be relied on, though, that the food truck person is going to have to participate and actually say?
For now.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine there's any how else would you do that, right?
Right.
I mean,
it'd be a full-time staff trying to track food trucks down.
Right. And so, really, we created...
It just makes sense, though, for them to do it because it only...
Well, it helps them.
It behooves them, to take
so we time. It's launched pretty much as an inexpensive way to market your restaurant, bar, business... through the app, because radio, TV is only as good as if you're listening to it.
Yep.
Facebook, Instagram, but if you get a pop-up directly to your phone, it's kind of in your face.
What I like that you guys have done, my favorite part of it, I mean, obviously all that stuff's really cool, but I love that you guys have worked with the restaurants to actually create a specialty item that only you can get with the app.
Exclusive in-app deals.
Yeah, so it's not like...
offers.
It's not like it's a coupon or something. It's like, hello, I would like the special, and here's my... app, right? And you get it. And if the person next to you is sitting there goes, oh, I want that too, you go, no bueno for you, because you don't have you don't have the app.
Download the app and you get it. Otherwise,
but you can download the app right then and there and get the deal.
Well, you could get the deal, it's just not a deal.
Yeah.
Well, and the feedback we're getting.
You get the food, but it's not the deal.
And I'm assuming with Josh, he'll decide on the spot what the deal is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We would work with those guys.
But no, it's, we have a lot of restaurants, and the feedback has been well received. People are actually coming in, showing the app.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's growing. It's growing. We've probably got 3,000 users on it, and it's just growing. It seems like it's growing weekly, basically. Yeah. And
how many restaurants or participants do you think you guys have?
We had about 90 on there now.
So that's plenty of choice.
Yeah, well, it's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
We got a few that are talking to us that want to do something with us as well, so that's cool.
Well, what will end up happening is people will really figure it out. You'll have big growth, and then people will be begging. And then you go, I don't know about you. You didn't jump on board early on, and so we're going to make you suffer.
Well, the other thing that we've done, too, is Jason, Mr. Reading Buzz, has we've been talking a lot, and we're also obviously all friends in this room, but Jason, as he's out promoting businesses, has been promoting Eat Shasta, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
So, and that's really, I mean, so with a lot of people are also listening, that is the real big thing with our collaboration, is that the Shasta County Chamber is very connected to Eat Shasta, is very connected to Reading Buzz, is very connected, and that we're working together to try to create, you know, a big platform for Shasta County to you know, and beyond, to be very active in
giving
and support each other.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, another cool thing on the app we've added is we're videoing this. Now it's not live, but we'll put it on there. But it will be uncut, so
maybe a few edits.
But you just go to the app, hit the button that says actually says "From the Mouth." It's what we're calling the series. It's all about food, and it's all from the mouth of the guys who put it together for us.
I think it should be this left truly raw, because that's really what happened.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's fun to watch.
Editing editing is manipulation in my book.
Yeah.
Well, someday it'll be live. But right now.
So congratulations with the success of Eat Shasta.
Yeah, it's growing, and we appreciate all the support, and everyone that's downloaded the app, and the feedback that we're getting is been well received, considering this business, so to speak, was conceived out of thin air.
So one of the things that that we as the Shasta County Chamber want to start focusing on a little more is some of the businesses, restaurants, hotels outside of Reading, right?
You mean within the county?
Within the county. Within the county.
The unincorporated.
You know?
Yes.
feel like some of them get left behind.
They all do. They need love.
And so, you know, we want to start emphasizing some of that.
Yeah.
You know, I was up at the Shasta Caverns today.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever they're doing it right. Right, there's like
so. I heard that you got
a whole new light.
You got the new lights,
there.
Right?
Well, that's what he was doing, was shooting for the new lights, and the pictures that I saw were amazing.
Yeah.
But you had the place to yourself, or not
no,
really?
Today, well, no, it's Memorial Day, so
there were
people there, but it was self, you know, yourself, self-paced.
Okay,
you know, hopefully you'll make it out
at some point.
For you or everybody?
Everybody.
Oh, they're doing it. They're allowing people to self-guide.
Yeah. Well. Yes, it's self-guided, but it is lit.
How frightening. No, I know it is, but...
It is lit, and there's...
I just figure people are stupid, and right? Like, it's such a cherished thing that, like, if you...
Don't touch.
If you touch
the stalagmites.
It ruins it, the skin from your oil. Yeah. So you have people probably climbing up all kinds of crap, and I'm like, no.
Sticking gum on the walls.
Are you those people?
Yes.
Yeah. I am that person.
It's like the episode of Chevy Chase.
You know, the only
why
thing
I say this is because...
You know, see, my mind doesn't even go there. My mind goes to what if somebody just wanders off.
And explores into the room.
That would be... So that will be... See, that becomes a story. Then whatever time it's a skeleton and you'll say, this person wandered off.
Not all who wander are lost.
Yeah.
Except this one was.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, you know, as far as the tourism and the visitor stuff, you know, whatever Matt's doing out there, they're doing it right. Because they're having anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 per day. Right?
Wow. And that's a lot of bus drives up that hill.
There's a lot of bus drives up that hill.
I'm telling you, that's the only part of the whole thing that kind of freaks me out. Especially when they stop right where they had the landslide.
It kind of reminded me of Jurassic Park there today.
Yeah.
With the buses.
But those are new buses. Back in the day, they were really scary. Yeah.
They were. But they stop right on the landslide and they go, look above you if you're on the left, and look on the right. if you and look down and you can see where all the rocks lit, and I'm like, do you want to get off of that, like, so that we don't create another one and the bus just goes sliding down the mountain?
You could have your food truck on the other side.
Oh yeah,
man, you'd have a
I will
of
create
audience.
The next Jurassic Park menu,
right? And I'll tell you, if you have not gone, go check it out, because I think they invited all of us. We all went for kind of a special tour, and it was I had never been in.
Yeah, but
was,
you
it was
should
pretty
see
cool.
it now. Oh, we got new lighting. New lighting. Unbelievable.
Just shocked.
Way
well,
better. I think there's a thing going on next weekend.
Yeah, we're going to.
Is that at the media. In the cathedral when they light
the
everything?
Whole place?
Whole place.
Okay. It's got
a light
lights.
Show. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you have to create something like the cave bat burger or you know,
Batman.
Crispy fried bat wing.
Don't give me no reason. Crazy though. I am on it.
The Wuhan burger.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Some bat droppings.
Actually, the bat burger. You know, you just come with that.
And a side of wings.
Yeah, right. Crispy
and we'll sweeten it with some dark chocolate.
Curly wings.
Well, cheese curd it. Yeah. Cheese curd it with some chocolate drippings. Make it look like it's flying off your plate.
Nice.
There you go. See? Okay. Is it going to end up on your menu?
Yeah.
only for a week.
There.
have to call Kenny Elwood and see if he has any bats lying around. So
that would be awesome. Now I'm all super hungry.
Yeah, okay. So tell us again, because we interrupted you, what you'd really like to do is get back to plated food.
Yeah, I would elevated. Like to get back to some elevated plated dishes that are super whimsical and magical. Kind of transform you to an offland place just by the second you look at the dish. You're like, where did this even come from?
Do you think you could do that? I mean, I know that, because to me, really, food, ambiance can be a thing, but it's not necessarily.
Ambiance of the restaurant.
The food is really is where you're at, right? So you could do that at your place. Would you consider doing it out on the deck kind of a
thing?
Yeah,
it would be more of a special event.
Yeah.
So
totally.
It would be like ticketed special events there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I am always working on the next thing, though. So don't ever hold me out from opening another spot in town that's just for whimsical, crazy plated food.
Yeah.
Because everywhere that I design kind of fits the geographical location of what it needs in that area.
I know you change things up, but are there any special dishes that are your favorites that you've had, let's say, for years that you revisit and go, you know?
I've probably made over 2,000 different menu items in my career, so there is quite a bit that people like bake for, ask for. Ask recipes for, ask if I could put it on again, and my answer is just no. I like creating the next craziest thing that you've never seen every time that I try to do something.
What's your
like
favorite?
Like in bated breath, I'm sitting here going, oh, he's going to say it. No.
That's the best part about it. It's like if you don't make it, then you could see a picture of it online.
if you miss it.
Your mouth can salivate through a phone and just clean your screen.
What's your favorite? What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is always going to be the next dish I create.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm totally a weirdo
so
when
far,
it comes to cooking. Like,
he's not stepped in any of our traps.
Yeah.
So are you a leftovers guy? Will you eat leftovers?
Absolutely not. My food doesn't even go 2 days. If I'm going to create something, I make it all fresh that day. And
it's gone poof.
Yeah, I don't even
look back.
I won't make slaw and let it sit in the refrigerator and be like, here's some here is some sloppy, saggy lettuce the next day. Like, no, thank you, bro. I'll make it all fresh that day, 100%. Any of my ingredients are fresh, handpicked.
Well, that's us out.
I really am a different kind of person.
That's all right.
Hey, you know what? The food's good, though, so whatever you're doing is working.
Yeah.
We still got stuff in there.
Have you ever seen that movie?
And the future's going to be even crazier. Like, I've been talking to my fiance about it. I need to feed the inner artist inside of me and get back to that plated or even more wild food. Like, it's coming.
That's what I mean. I'm kind of scared. I'm looking at
it's like a movie title.
It was a little teaser.
It's coming.
It's like a volcano. Like we're not ready when it's going to blow.
Yeah. No. It's going to blow. It's going to blow plates to pieces. I'm going to play it on the plate.
Top Gun 3 with a pile of smoke and Josh coming in.
Let's take our last break, and we'll be right back. Josh, Golden Fang.
Yep.
Eat Shasta.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A little bit of rock and roll there. Yeah. Welcome back, Shasta Live.
Here we are.
James is dancing chamber.
On the table. Yeah. You missed Mr. it. You just caught the very end. He was giving us a secret recipe.
Yeah.
Gherkin.
Potato salad. Gherkin.
Gherkin.
It's all about the gherkin.
Yeah. And I do want to thank everyone that's sitting around this table, because it's a table full of foodies that do the utmost every single day of their life for this town to make everyone seen, to bring out everybody's creative side, even their own. And there we got Eat Shasta, we got Reading Buzz, we got the Chamber, and each one of them in their own personal life is actually also a big part of the food scene in this town that people might look past or just watch them online, but I think they need the biggest round of applause here for the night.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I'm
going to take a bow.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was kind.
At the last round of what we were talking about, it's like that was a winner.
Yeah.
It was I didn't get a chance to try the burgers, but I had the tacos.
Oh, no, we sold out.
Potato salad. So how many pounds of potato salad?
We did about 55 pounds of potatoes. So, and then talking 6 dozen eggs and freaking yada, yada, yada.
And how many burgers did you?
I think we ended up doing, well, we were originally told probably 25, 30 people showed up. I made 60 burgers for the day.
And that's why you need to join Shasta County.
And over 120 tacos.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you,
What was the tacos? I obviously knew it was meat inside, but
I did a hoisin beef taco with a mango.
Yeah.
Papitas.
I liked the
chili garlic slaw.
Okay. I liked the texture of the beef in the taco.
Yeah.
I like that it was like cubed, like, or I don't know, cubed, but it.
I like all the crazy stuff too.
Yeah.
It was chopped or something.
I like that menudo pozole.
Oh yeah, I saw you post that today.
Yeah.
You eat that?
I eat all that crazy.
Hell yeah. I know. Let's cook something weird, bro. Let's just leave here and go cook something gnarly.
Gnarly, man.
Yeah.
So for those of you
y'all
want to
go hunt a bear or what?
Some beef tongue.
Golden Fang.
Kate came and did a performance here in Shasta County at the Civic. I made them some bear meat pizzas.
Wow.
Now you're screaming ice cream.
They blew their mind.
Bear meat pizza.
Bear meat summer sausage.
Right here in NorCal.
Yeah. From that real wild chef. You ain't ever had a bear meat pizza.
I'll
tell you that, bro.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I've been trying to find a good place for jumbo.
That could be a signature thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jumbo or gumbo. Gumbo.
Gumbo.
Oh, you want some gumbo?
Oh, yeah. I crave that, man. I might have some good gumbo.
Call me Forrest. I'll cook it right now.
We should have a cookie show. That's what we should do. Yeah. Cookie show, right?
Where is the only place you could, that
got
I can
shrimp
think
gumbo.
Yeah.
Gumbo.
I mean, obviously you can make it, but is the only place I can think of in town.
Life is like a box of chocolates, boys.
Yeah.
is Honeymoon or what's the other?
Bantam.
Bantam, yeah, that they do gumbo, right? Yeah. On a regular basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Golden Fang. For those who are just joining us,
mm-hmm.
great restaurant. You want to tell us again where you're at and what the hours are?
We are located at 2600 Gold Street. Hours are 9 to 2 p.m. every day but Wednesday, unless we are catering.
Okay.
Which...
So it's kind of a short window, so that's good to know.
Because we work the food truck most every evening.
Yeah.
So you'll catch us live in the streets. Doing a whole nother set of dishes, or if we're booked for caterings, seeing I am the only sole chef and person that works inside the restaurant up there, because I like it real personal.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take care of everyone, meet you, see who's cooking
so
your food.
So was Kenny's kid there just for that day?
No, or are you he's coming in.
I talked to him. He seems like a nice kid.
Yeah, for about last week. 2 weeks he's been running alongside me, and he's doing great.
Good.
He's really...
Because I asked him what's the story, and he's like, I'm in training.
Yep.
He's like, my dad wants me to do everything. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I take care of the cows, help, and then I take care of the goats, and then the strawberries,
also,
and then I'm cooking, and I'm like...
It's showing him a whole nother side of, like, the ranch production, so now he gets to see what's on
the
other end of it.
Yeah, at the
so
other end.
So what you can actually do with the meat your family's been creating for the last 130
Super smart.
Years.
Kenny's really smart in that regard.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, they're amazing. That whole family
he's
is.
Hysterical and quirky as hell, but in such a good way, right?
That's the real life Yellowstone right there.
Yeah. But I like when you see him and he really kind of expresses or talks to you. It's one of those things where he's super funny, but then all of a sudden when he's serious and you listen because it's important.
Yeah.
Right?
You better stop your new tracks.
Okay, so I'm kind of afraid to ask this question. Are there any other restaurants in town that you actually enjoy going to?
I actually only eat at the... Fate of my own hands.
That's what I was gonna
say. It's nothing.
Is it psychosis that you're afraid somebody might poison you, or just
no? It's just the vibration. I like to eat at my own vibration, function on my own level. When you cook, it's like magic. You completely put your vibration, your intentions, your energy into every single plate that you produce. So if you're ingesting someone else's plate, you're ingesting their energy, and I'm very old school.
Yeah. Josh, you're on a different level. This is good.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to continue the foodie shout-out.
Since I've been watching him, I feel like I'm going to start hovering.
Yeah. And I know a lot of... I'm actually very good friends with most all chefs in this town, but they also know I'm a very mystical, backwoods, magical dude that... functions on his own.
So in other words, we shouldn't be surprised if the Wuhan burger does show up.
The Wuhan burger.
Bro, it'll be on your doorstep.
Yeah, on your doorstep. The Wuhan burger.
And I don't even know where you live, but I will.
It will be there.
The burger will guide the way.
Yeah. It's going to be dangling from your door.
Okay, last few minutes. Each Shasta, what's up with you guys? What do you guys got coming up this week?
What's new?
Well, I'm talking to a bunch of new places to add to the
app,
and most of them are out of Reading.
Okay.
So I can't flip my hand and tell you which ones those are yet, but they're pretty close. So we're focusing. We've got a lot in Reading. We've got quite a few in Red Bluff, but we're focusing on those outside pieces. And we go all the way up to Dunsmuir. Actually, we go to Mount Shasta, but those Dunsmuir people think they're in Shasta County anyway, which is kind of why we called it East Shasta. If you could see the mountain, you can be on the app.
You're in Shasta country.
And if you want to learn more, too, eastshasta.com
I'm still really disappointed, though, that I haven't seen a single Burger King pop up on your...
No.
No, and you won't.
No. Both your faces were like, what?
It's designed for the family-owned business.
It wouldn't be Burger King if I wanted a fast food anyway.
So, Jason, Reading Buzz.
Hey.
Yep. What you got coming up this week? Any interesting shout-outs lately?
There's some.
Oh, you went to the Renaissance Fair yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's where I was going to go with that. Is the Renaissance was
and nobody beheaded you?
They couldn't keep up with they deep fried the turkey legs, right? Uh-huh. And I guess they couldn't keep up with the demand for the old Viking turkey leg, and also mead. They're running out of mead.
Oh yeah,
Of all things. So the ticket sales were through the roof. Like the first day was like 2,500. And that's without cash. That's on the tickets, right, that they sold. And then the next day, I don't know what that is. It's like...
Where was it held?
Shasta, the fairgrounds.
Shasta fairgrounds.
Yeah. But it's really good. So they ran out of mead, and then they ran out of turkey legs, the way I get it.
I was going to go, but I didn't. My skin clothes were all at the dry cleaner.
You were tired of jousting that
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah,
I had to put you in some armor.
I know.
So I like what you were saying, too, about the East Shasta, anywhere you could see the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mount Shasta.
Right, so if there's a hidden place that we don't know, please vet it out to us. Well, let us know.
I don't know if you guys know, but my great-grandfather on my dad's side was the one who wrote the books and pronounced the King of the Lemurians.
Mm.
So they call me the Prince.
Prince Lemuria. So, that's why you named
when you said that, it was just bringing a whole other different vibe. We'll need a whole different.
See, Larry, you're not so dull anyways. You know, you're on it.
See, the way I look at it when I see each Shasta logo, right? That's from that. The logo is if you're looking from the north south on the south side of the mountain. So you go everywhere from the north of Shasta south.
I love that.
That's the viewpoint.
It just made my heart sing.
We had a long discussion about that.
I know.
By the way, I'm serious. We do need to have a Lemurian show.
A Lemurian episode?
Yeah. Well, I could find you guys more than you ever known about that one.
I've sent out two emails to the Lemurians, and they have not responded yet.
I'm sitting in front of you, bro.
I know. We may have to go on location.
Yeah. All you got to do is look up Abraham Mansfield. He wrote the books.
You're bigger than I thought you'd be.
Yeah. Yeah. He was taken inside the mountain up there when he was hunting, and that's a whole.
What was his first name?
Abraham.
Abraham.
Mansfield.
Ooh, what a cool name too.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, I mean,
I'll bring you some of the books.
Cool.
We kind of take it for granted, but when you go up Mount Shasta, and I don't know how many tour buses there are from all over the world, and that's why they're up there.
Yeah,
I get back in.
But there's some really freaky YouTube posts of people that are travelers, right? And they do travel segments. You can look them up, but there are people that come from all over that go camping and go on the trails and stuff. And a lot of their experiences turn out freak them completely out, and they want off the mountain. So I'm always like, and it's live recordings kind of a thing, and they're like, no, we're done. We have to get out of here.
Yeah. There's whole different realms up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Cool. Jason, we need to go.
Yes.
A live shout-out from Telos.
Put us on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to pack your lunches for you.
we'll take a bunch of... Golden Fang burgers with
Well, he can whip it up and I'll put it in a nice little package and send it your way.
We have something to barter with.
True. You probably will turn out well if you got all that kind of food to bring as bargaining chips. Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe they want some chocolate. I don't know.
Oh, you already know they're going to want that chocolate.
The deal.
They want special chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, guys. 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Namaste.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Golden Fang, you guys. Check them out if you haven't.
Memorial Day.
Visit the Golden Fang. Look for the Elwood food truck.
Bang, bang.
Most unique restaurant in Reading.
Yeah, bang, bang.
Go check it out.
At the Benton Air Park.
Thank you very much.
Level 2.
Level 2.
Yeah.
You can get your plane worked on.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.